Does some partner recognize the team in the partnership, and that's the board just going to be responding about the partnership. I don't want to go on too much because a lot of what has been said, but I think for me personally, as mayor representing my colleagues, this is a very, very exciting day for us in Letterkenny. I think there's been a lot of work over the last number of years, and I suppose if we're to be honest, there was a lot of years that there was no funding and no packages, and all we had was aspirations and dreams, and things weren't coming to pass. But I think Donegal County Council needs to be commended, the fact that we managed to retain the courthouse here in Donegal County Council ownership. And it wasn't a simple process, but we've done very well in doing that. And over the last number of years, we had a great team working on the plans, led out by our own planning director, Nina Brown, as the director of that area now, and Patricia McIntyre and all the team of Elaine and Brendan on the capital side, and Shane Sweeney. There's so many people doing so much great work. But that wouldn't be possible. We can have dreams, but I think the funding that we get from yourself, Minister, and indeed the support we've got from Minister McConnell, I mean, Letterkenny at the moment, as in total, has been probably allocated in the region of about 24 million. And there's been challenges around the vacant properties, there's been challenges about the main streets, and you're hearing that up and down the country. But for the first time ever, we've really had really good solutions, Minister, to that. And as councillors, we've been working very hard. Yesterday, we were in the chamber at the most of the day. But we're getting results. And we're getting results because we have a team who's passionate, who's dedicated. There's a partnership approach to make all this happen. And it's all coming together really, really well. And to be an elected member and seeing things like that, and I know you get that because you've been there, seeing dreams become reality is great for us. And we're lucky in Donegal, we've seen a lot of that. So we have this project here. And I think it's a really exciting project, not just for Letterkenny, but it's a statement of the council's commitment to the real regeneration and the footfall of Letterkenny. But from a tourism perspective on Donegal, and you talked about the passion that we have in Donegal, one thing we always knew in tourism in Donegal, we had the product. The Wild Atlantic Way has been a huge success. We have a good partnership with Fags Ireland. I recognise John Crawford here. We've seen that with Sleeve League. We've seen that with Dunree. And we know that we can make this work. We have a great partnership with the ATU, and so we have a really good success model here of a strong partnership coming together, and I think this will become a really good success story. So I'm conscious of time, but it's important that we recognise our own team on the ground who work so hard, so passionately, and believe in what we have, and I think we have achieved that. Ireland McDermott's work on the capital side too. So there's a lot of good things happening. I know the Market Square is something that's element there too, the transport hub, the culture, quarter. So there's a lot of good things happening, but we have a great team in Shane McCauley and Patricia McIntyre, all them did great work on that. And it's good that we get into the room as councillors to talk about things that could be make happen. So there's a good relationship with your own officials and departments around us, and I want to acknowledge that. A really good relationship where people feel valued, they feel part of the team. And it's about the team. And the one thing, you know, that I finish on is the North and West Regional Assembly, and was set up years ago to try and bring about balanced regional development. And if any county needed balanced regional development, we needed here in Donegal. 93% of our border has been with Northern Ireland. So we were hampered for a long, long time. But we've demonstrated in the last number of years that if we get the investment and we get the opportunity, that we can come out the other side very strong. And we've seen that only this week with the TNT project going to planning stage. We've seen it before with the investment in the college, in the ATU and the veterinary college. We've seen it here with the hospitals and stuff. So I think we're in a really exciting time here in the North West. I'm delighted you took the time out of your schedule to be here. And just the final word is to our friend, I hear that, Councillor Kenny. He's the only show on MD, but I have to acknowledge he's been a great friend, person that are coming here too. And I think all the members from outside, the Letterkenny MD, it's a great day for us in Letterkenny, but it's also a great day for the county and the region as well. And it's about a raising tide, lifting all boats. So to everyone involved, I just want to say a sincere thank you to Jason Rowley. Thank you.